That's a good segue. Oz, what's coming to Second Life? What are you guys working on?
Yeah, that was a good segue. Nicely done. That.
Very, very well done. Not even planned.
We've got a bunch of things in development right now, and a lot of those will be coming out in a form that you can use them on quickly. We'll have an announcement of the beginning of the Experience Keys beta later today. It's still very early California time, and those things happen from California, so we'll gotta give them time to have their coffee and get organized, but you'll be seeing more on that later today, and that's going to be very exciting. I actually think that Experience Keys is a experience tools in general is a something that's going to take some time for people to appreciate how to use it well, and I'm sure that over time we're going to find ways to improve it and expand its scope. But it's going to make creating richer experiences much smoother and much better, and more accountable, by the way, in Second Life. And I think that will be really valuable. So just to answer the question in chat very, very quickly, Experience Keys is a way of aggregating all the permissions that scripts need to manipulate your avatar into just one permission that's easily traceable back to the creator of those scripts, and eliminates the constant pop-ups of scripts asking permission to do things, and is even stable across sessions. It's going to be very, very cool, and the details will be announced later today. So,
going to be a Twirly vid.
There is, in fact, a Twirly vid. So, for all of the Twirly fans out there, be watching for that.
Yay, Twirly!
It's a good one.
Is it good?
A good one. It's fun.
Documentation.
And there will be documentation, and a blog post, all the usual goodies, and in fact, I think they're in very, very good shape. We'll have a project viewer coming out that people can use to try things, and it's going to be cool. Watch for the blog post. That's coming, and I expect there will be ongoing development with that for a time. That will inspire new projects that we don't even know what they would be yet, because users always surprise us with their ways of using what we do, and that's a great thing, by the way. It's terrific. It makes life interesting and dynamic. Other things that we're doing. Everybody's favorite problem, group chat.
Really?
We are working hard. We have been for some time now working hard on group chat. We've been looking very deeply, much more deeply into why the problems exist than we ever have before. We've added a lot of instrumentation to the way it's implemented, and we have learned a lot from that. We've begun making some changes. And some of those changes are having measurable effects. They're not yet dramatic. And I'm not sure that any given change we make over the period of the next few months is going to be the dramatic change. Maybe, but maybe not. It may well be that we have to do some fundamental restructuring. And then if that's true, we're liable to have lots to discuss at our third-party viewer meetings to make sure that everybody can take advantage of new ways of doing things. We're going to be upgrading the hardware that the group chat servers run on. This week, or possibly next. We won't announce when that is because it would be bad science to tell anybody what had happened. We want to watch the stats. We now have very good visibility into what the performance and failure rates are. So we have the way to measure what's going on. We actually don't need subjective people doing the measuring. It's very laggy, and in fact we know in painful detail how laggy it is, and we're gonna keep working on it until we make it better. Hopefully a lot better. It's with any performance problem, it's very difficult in advance to be able to say, here's the specific thing we can achieve in a specific time frame. But we're just going to keep iterating on it, and I think the team is making great progress. So that's a piece of what our SL developers are focused on today. We've got another part of the team focused right now on improving the web framework in the viewer. Right now, the viewer uses something called WebKit, which is an older and older set of web support software that doesn't appear to have much of a future. That project is it has kind of gone stale, and in the web world has been supplanted by a better implementation that came out of Google called the Chrome Embedded Framework. We are working on supporting moving the viewer from WebKit to the Chrome Embedded Framework, which we think will solve a bunch of media on a prim problems that a lot of people have, make it work better, and certainly give us a better future platform to work on. And in fact, that project illustrates something that I think is reinforces our message that we're continuing to invest in Second Life. That's the kind of project that if we were planning on shutting Second Life down or de-emphasizing it or letting it go or putting it into maintenance mode, it's a hard project. It's complicated.
And expensive, right?
It's a lot of work. It's taking a very focused and intense effort from a bunch of people. It's going to involve touching a lot of software. It would not be worth doing at all if we were planning on shutting this thing down. It just wouldn't. We would never do it. We would just say we'll limp along on the old cruddy old stuff that we've got. The fact that we're not doing that we're investing in the actively maintained, continuing to grow way of doing things, is really what it's is really speaking to what we're trying to achieve here.
And in fact, I mean, if you look back at because this new platform, we kind of get the impression has been in the works for a long time, and yet Linen Lab has invested a lot of money in the last year or two just in improving Second Life with Project Sunshine and the new inventory protocols and network protocols and all that stuff.
Yeah, so it's also an example. CEF, the CEF project, Chrome Embedded Framework project, is also an example of something else. That got looked at as first as a solution for other platforms that within the company that we were looking at, including the new virtual world platform. And after looking at it for those other projects and platforms, we said this is something we can leverage in Second Life. We're going to take advantage of what other teams have done and leverage it back into Second Life. And that's something we're going to do wherever the new platform and other project teams have made progress, we can take advantage of. So right now, the lead group working on that is the Second Life core development team, but that's not actually where it started.
I want to cut into, we're going to need to start cutting into user questions in a moment. Just one more thing quickly is, those are just the things you're working on right now.
There's one other big one, which is continuing to improve texture and mesh loading speeds. And I think we're going to make some very dramatic changes there.
Is that with Project Interesting or is that through Network?
No, this is actually the last phase of the HTTP improvements.
Oh, nice. Which have been great. Really well done.
Project Shining. I'm an HTTP geek from way back, so this is something that's near and dear to my heart, and it's something that I have been advocating for many years, literally since weeks after I got to the company. Over 4 years ago now, and it's really Yeah, pipelining, among other things. But it's really exciting, and the early test results of the latest improvements are extremely encouraging.
These are things that because there's going to be people who are saying, "Oh, sure, you're just finishing up the things that you've been working on," but I understand you guys have a big to-do list of things that you're going to. Once you've done these things, you've got more things still coming. Is that right?
Yep. It's difficult today to tell you what the next set of projects will be. I mean, what are the things I've talked about are the things that we're actively engaged in right this minute. In parallel with that, we've been doing a quite wide-ranging effort to look at all the possibilities for what we might do next, and we're in the process of sorting that list and picking out the high-value items off the top. I'm happy to say that many of the things that the development team has suggested have been coming out pretty well in that sorting process. But that process isn't finished, and we haven't really picked out what the next things are. That's okay, because what we're doing right now is going to keep everybody busy for a little bit longer. We've got time to think about it, do it carefully, consider feedback from the community, and we'll be talking about those things as we launch projects. One of the things that we intend to do is talk about what we're doing earlier in the process and more actively and interactively with the community over time.
Okay. So exciting things. Pete, Linen Lab has, you know, we've heard from Oz, Linen Lab has every intention to continue to fund these things, correct?
That's right.